Yes, Tom, that is an important development. There hasn't been a World Drowning Prevention Day before, and it follows on from our joint move last April when Ireland and Bangladesh spearheaded the first ever United Nations resolution on drowning prevention. The reason we joined with Bangladesh was to help reduce drownings in lower and middle income countries. The official global estimate of 235 deaths per annum excludes drownings attributable to flood-related climatic events and water transport incidents, resulting in the underrepresentation of drowning deaths by up to 50% in some countries. Now, looking over our statistics at home for last year, which are a stark contrast to the world drowning figures, sadly, 76 people drowned, but this is the lowest number in a year since way back in 1936, when there were 73 drownings, and a big reduction on 2019, when there were 105 people drowned in Ireland. By comparison, the population of Ireland in 1936 was just under 3 million, when there would have been less involvement in aquatic activities than today, when there is a population nearing 5 million, and with very many people involved in a variety of aquatic activities. The public attitude to the importance of safety on the water has changed, and all the agencies involved have done a lot to develop that. The Irish Coast Guard, the Ornellay, the community rescue boats, fire services, lifeguard service, and safety programmes in our schools. Still, 76 deaths by drowning in a year is too many. The majority, 50, were male, and this aspect I pointed out previously, more men die from drowning. 26 females drowned. 44 of the 76 drownings last year were accidental, and that was 18 fewer than in 2019, when 62 drowned accidentally. Suicide continued to be a factor, being the cause of 28 deaths, though again, that was 9 fewer than in 2019. Looking at the geographical spread by province, the most were in Munster with 28, 21 drownings were in Connacht, 19 in Leinster, and 8 in Ulster, which is essentially Donegal. It might be thought that last year's decrease in drowning was because of the pandemic lockdown, but that was early in the year when aquatic activity is normally low. The Coast Guard coordinated more incidents, 2,643, last year, in comparison to 2,490 incidents in 2019, and there was more interest in aquatic activities overall. So with continuing restrictions on overseas travel and more holidaying at home, the beaches, lakes and rivers are more popular than ever. So care on the water is essential. And the key message is personal responsibility for your own safety on the water.